Hello everybody and welcome to today's sermon. It's the fifth Sunday of Easter. And today I would like to concentrate on the Gospel, which is from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. And I'm quoting a verse within those verses. And it's when Philip asked Jesus to show him the Father. And Jesus said, and I quote, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." This is an extraordinary statement and something which we will concentrate on today, because I feel that the theme is about faith. And what is faith? Now, faith is surely knowing and believing and experiencing the presence of God. The presence of God, or presence of Christ in our world, is not easy to see or feel or perceive with the senses. We can't touch him, see him, smell him, hear him, and even when we receive communion, the taste is not going to prove to us that he is there, because it is a matter of faith. It's funny, you know, that our grandparents, especially our grandmothers, if I dare say so, had a very strong faith. They worked and got on with life, but with that great trust and confidence in a God that they could not perceive with their senses, but they knew he was there and were convinced he is there. That faith was unquestioned because the church had worked it all out for us. So therefore the question is, what is the basis of our faith, our no faith? Have we thought about it at all? There is no gold or silver more valuable than our salvation. Eternal happiness and life after death is an offer, folks. That is something we cannot refuse. So get up quickly, wash and prepare, and go to church so as to avail of life everlasting. Now this is something that will shock you. Do you realize that the devil hates you and me? So why would I or you fill my time and mind with the stench of his horrible work and rotten fruits such as violence, pleasure, and sordid ideas? It's a fact that we may be more tempted to learn about evil and witchcraft and things that kill and destroy people and the world and our minds, rather than something that is wholesome and good. There was a great poet one time in 1877 wrote a poem, and I'll quote a line from it. "The world is charged with the grandeur of God." This was Gerald Manley Hopkins. This poem explores the relationship between God and the world of nature. How the divine is infused in things and refreshes despite the efforts of humans to ruin the world. Look around at the nature that God has provided and just marvel at it. Listen to the birds, look at the sunsets, feel the beauty of the showers even, of rain, in summertime especially. Feel the force of the winds brushing against your face as you walk, cycle or run against it. See how it envelops the world around you. See the trees shaking. Go deeper. Look at our ancestors in the faith, who looked at the world and their lives and asked the question, why all this? Seeking the answers as they did, and we read it all about it in the stories in the Bible. Listen to good and uplifting stories as written and told and narrated by people who discovered the joy and freedom of God touching their lives. We all have our stories to tell. Everyone has. The story is full of the mystery of God. Now just imagine a visitor from outer space, as my brother says, coming among us and says and proves he is God in the person of Jesus. This is enormous. This is what is mentioned today in the Gospel. And I quote Jesus again, "To have seen me is to have seen the Father." End of quote. Incredible. It's possible for us to experience like our grandparents did. Sadly, maybe we refuse to be open to the inevitable intervention of God in our lives. And that is what it is. God is intervening in our lives in so many ways, more than I can mention here. But be open. Being open is the doorway to faith. Lots of young people today are searching and have closed the door to Jesus. Why? Well, they are disappointed, or the trend of the world says, "Oh, the church and its leaders have disappointed us." That may be true, but it's for everyone to find their own way. Don't deprive yourself of this vital knowledge to know Jesus, who saves you and carries you beyond this world to a greater world. And what could be more beautiful and attractive than that? If we have decided after scrutinizing everything we have been told that, yes, I believe that God is there, then God will find you. We say that the Catholic way is the best way. We have good reason to say that, because of 2,000 years of doctrine and magnificent inspired mediums that have been created by humans, inspired by God, such as art, music, poetry, and novels that express the glory of God. In fact, we see great signs of God. I am amazed at the composure of the many people I've been communicating with over these past few weeks. People I feared would lose heart. They never did. They all seem quite resigned and are quietly waiting without any poisonous ramblings. They have been graced with the confidence that says, "All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well." This was a famous quote written by a saint called Saint Julian of Norwich, who was a woman who set herself apart for God and lived in isolation in a cell. May God bless you and comfort you, and may you experience his presence. Allow him to take over your life, and allow him to enrich you with his graces, because I can assure you, he will not let you down. May God bless you. Have a beautiful and wholesome Easter day. This is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you all a happy and peaceful Sunday and a beautiful week ahead. Amen.